Health care will not be the only controversial issue in the Capitol this weekend. Thousands of activists are expected to rally in Washington for an overhaul of immigration laws. Arizona has some of the toughest laws in the nation targeting illegal immigrants. Churches and advocacy groups there are sending delegates to Washington to march for change at the federal level. Peter O'Dowd of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
Early tomorrow morning, Alicia Contreras will arrive in Washington for the first time. This will be the biggest rally of her life. The 26-year-old Contreras, who's a student social worker, says she's scared, excited, and hopeful.
To be standing step by step with people at the Lincoln Memorial and just be there, and you know what? Wow, I've never met you, and we're Americans, and we're here working for the same cause.
That cause is comprehensive immigration reform. For Contreras, it means a path to citizenship for the 10 million or so undocumented people living in the United States. Contreras works part-time to keep at-risk kids out of gangs and off drugs. Many of those kids, she says, are from illegal immigrant families. She's going to Washington for them.
I want them to go to college. I want them to work for themselves. And when they tell me, you know what, no, for what, Alicia? You don't live my life. You don't feel what I do. You don't have the world of do-nots or can-nots.
This isn't about open borders or amnesty or screaming at one another and all these debates that we've been having for such a long time.
Ian Danley is a youth pastor in Phoenix. Come Sunday, he'll be in Washington too.
This is about solutions. That's good for Arizona. That's good for America.
Of course, what's good for America is up for debate, especially in this state. Republican State Senator Russell Pierce takes pride in Arizona's reputation as one of the most unwelcoming spots for undocumented workers in the U.S.
And there's no doubt about it.
Pierce won't be joining the marchers. He wants a different type of reform. He's gathering support for a law that would make it a crime for illegal immigrants to solicit work in public. 2 years ago, one of his most controversial bills began putting sanctions on business owners who knowingly hire undocumented workers. Pierce says stronger laws make Arizona a safer place, and a lot of voters here agree with him. He describes the activists at this weekend's rally in Washington as promoters of anarchy.
These folks who march in complete disrespect for the law, have no regard for the victims of crime and the damage and the cost to America, shame on them. Shame on them. They're as un-American and as treasonous as anybody I know.
For their part, the marchers say they're just trying to reach consensus on this inflammatory issue. And for those who cannot make the trip east, there is an option closer to home.
Is Ali available?
Bueno, puedo hablar con Fernando Aguirre, please.
By Sunday afternoon, the volunteers at this phone bank say they'll bring a little slice of the nation's capital to Arizona. To do that, these local members of Reform Immigration for America are plowing through a list of 900 names. Each person will be invited to a rally near downtown Phoenix.
Hopefully you will come, you'll bring your family, as well as all of your friends and neighbors.
Hello, hey David, how are you doing?
Volunteer Jeff Zatino says he's holding his political leaders accountable. The point of this weekend, both here and in Washington, is to let state and federal lawmakers know their constituents are ready for change.
The winds of Washington, they flip on a dime. And I'm not a tea leaf reader. I'm not a truthsayer. I'm just here doing my work, making sure that my efforts are going to be felt.
The question is, will they be listening? This weekend, Congress is focusing on a health care overhaul bill, an issue that's just as large, time-consuming, and controversial. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd.